we start, let's start with...
Why did you get Go to Hell Ole Miss tattooed on your stomach?
Well, I've always been a huge Mississippi State fan. My parents met in Mississippi State. My dad was an equipment manager at Mississippi State from 81 to 86. I've always had deep ties in at Mississippi State. Currently live in Starkville, plan on going to Mississippi State next year. You know, and I got my first Mississippi State tattoo. I got the Mississippi State logo tattooed on the back of my neck. It's the lower part of the back of the neck. All it is it's an M with the state throughout it in maroon.
Okay.
And then after I got that one, I decided, you know, hey, I got that one. Why not some more? So I wound up getting Hell and State down the back of my arms. And then I decided to get the old style logo and the new style logo on the front of my arms along with the SEC. And I've always said, go to Hell, Ole Miss. I grew up in a small school. I had 11 people in my class, and I was the only Mississippi State fan out of all of them. I caught hell all throughout elementary school, high school, everything about Mississippi State because, granted, in those years, Ole Miss did have a better team than State. They did win more games than State in those years. So I always grew up knowing that. Those were some of the first words that ever came out of my mouth. And I was thinking, and, you know, I wanted some more and everything, and I was thinking, maybe I should get Go to Hell Ole Miss tattooed on me. Well, I was talking to some friends, and no one actually believed I would do it. So okay. My tattoo artist, who was a good friend of mine from back home, who works at Lucky 7 Tattoos in Columbus, Mississippi, his name's Jeff Tippett, and he just said, Gibbo, you know, I think you should go ahead and do it. It'd be really cool. I can make it look really cool for you.
Yeah.
Well, I said, okay, you know, no one thinks I'll do it. I'll do it. So I went ahead and got it done. Now, the outline part I did about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, it finally got healed up about a week and a half ago, and I was texting Jeffy, and I told him that, you know, hey, we need to get this done so it'll be healed up for the Egg Bowl next Thursday. He said, come on in. So I went in. It was actually last night when I went in and finished it.
Last night. So the picture that surfaced on the Twitter feed, is that as recent as last night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you this. Tattooed across your torso, like right across your belly, and it's a lot of letters, so it goes way from one side to the other. How painful was it, this tattoo, compared to the backs of your arms where you got Hail State tattooed, or the back of your neck where you got the logo tattooed? Which was the most painful?
Well, the back of the neck didn't hurt.
Okay.
Normally in the back of your neck from getting sunburned, me living in the Delta being outside all the time, the back of your neck from being sunburned so much really doesn't have that much feeling in it, in the nerves.
So the belly or the arms, which was worse?
The belly was much worse than the arms. Especially right around the sides when he got to the ribs.
Did you get drunk before you went in just to ease the pain? No?
No, I was perfectly sober throughout it all. I will not get a tattoo drunk. I will not get a tattoo any kind of way unless I'm perfectly sober.
Okay.
I have to say, I have great appreciation, honestly, for the willingness to sit there and be tortured to get something like this. But it is permanent. Have you?
Right.
What has been the response today on Twitter as that picture has surfaced and everybody realized that it was your belly that had Go to Hell Ole Miss tattooed across the front?
You know, a lot of Ole Miss fans are upset about it. You know, a lot of them think it's stupid. A lot of Mississippi State fans think it's stupid. A lot of people think it's trashy. But it is what it is. I mean, I have it. No one else does. That's my decision. I live with that decision. I'm personally proud of this decision. When I have always said, when I die, when I pass away, when that time comes, I will be buried with a cowbell in my hand and go to hell, Ole Miss, on my grave. That was how I was raised. That's how I have always been taught. That's what I believe in.